Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. The weather across Israel today is pleasant with clear skies. In Jerusalem and Tel Aviv, expect a sunny day ahead, with mild temperatures making it perfect for outdoor activities. Haifa will also enjoy a sunny sky, while Eilut will be slightly warmer. Enjoy the sun if you're planning to be out today. Here are today's headlines. First, from the Jerusalem Post, Netanyahu criticizes Gantz and Eisenkot over wartime decisions and the Lebanon deal earlier this hour. Also, Times of Israel reports from earlier today that the IDF hit a Hezbollah cell in South Lebanon and warns of action if the truce is violated. Also this hour, according to Ynet, Netanyahu is seeking a White House meeting with Trump to reset relations before the election. Separately, I-24 News reports that Hamas will announce the dissolution of its governing administration today, although there is no confirmation about disarmament. And finally, JNS reports from a short time ago that the Atarot Heritage Center aims to preserve the legacy of Operation Yonatan and the history of Jerusalem's Atarot area. Reaction has been swift on social media. I-24NEWS English posted just minutes ago about Hamas reportedly announcing the dissolution of its governing administration today. Dan Bermawi, a commentator on historical Middle Eastern politics, clarified earlier today that Prince Faisal's past comments welcomed Jews under an Islamic caliphate, not as a sovereign state. The Times of Israel shared earlier that anti-government protests occurred Saturday across the country, marking a 1,000-day milestone since the October 2023 Hamas onslaught, with demands for a state commission of inquiry. Let's go deeper. Starting with Netanyahu's criticism, the Jerusalem Post reports that the Prime Minister targeted wartime decisions by Gantz and Eisenkot. He also criticized the maritime border deal with Lebanon, signed by the previous government under Bennett and Lapid. This highlights ongoing tensions within Israeli politics over past strategic decisions. Turning to the Times of Israel story, the IDF struck a Hezbollah cell in South Lebanon earlier today. The military spotted operatives near the buffer zone and issued a warning about potential violations of the truce. This strike underscores ongoing regional tensions and the fragile nature of current ceasefire agreements. Meanwhile, Netanyahu is keen on meeting Trump to reset diplomatic relations, as reported by Ynet. The Prime Minister aims to address key issues concerning Iran and other regional players. This meeting could influence Israel's diplomatic stance ahead of upcoming elections. In related news, I-24 News highlights that Hamas plans to dissolve its governing administration today. Despite this move, there is no indication that Hamas will disarm, leaving questions about future governance and security dynamics in Gaza. Finally, JNS reports on the Atarot Heritage Center's new plans. This initiative will honor Operation Yonatan, the daring 1976 Entebbe rescue, and the legacy of Jerusalem's Atarot area. It aims to preserve important historical narratives for future generations. Turning to business and markets. First, CTEC reports that America's AI economy is booming with new jobs but warns millions of white-collar workers face disruptions. This highlights the dual impact of technological advancement. Separately, Israel Hayom Business provides guidance on common mistakes when assembling a birth package. This comes as expecting mothers strive to avoid unnecessary expenses. And finally, from Globes, the Wix Wonder Kid has launched a new large language model. This innovation marks another step forward in Israel's tech landscape. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Monday. Our next update is at 9 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.